What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the JPGN podcast. And today I'm going to be talking to you about work ethic. Work ethic is my number one most valued skill. I love working hard. I pride myself on my work ethic. And work ethic is probably the single reason I have gotten to where I am today is because I work incredibly hard. And now in this episode, there's a few different things that I want to touch on. I want to show you some proper examples of what true work ethic actually is, when you should apply it, how you should do it, because work ethic is a skill that you need to develop. You're not just going to be magically able to go from working 8 hours a day to working 16 hours per day. That's just not realistic for someone to do. You have to do it in increments. So I'm going to walk you through the entire process of how I've continually keep developing my work ethic. I'm going to show you some examples of people who work a shitload harder than I do, but I'm still developing my work ethic to try and get to that level. And they're people who have proper mega success, all because they work so incredibly hard. So before I get into that, I just want to quickly say, if you're happy in the current situation that you're in right now, you're happy with your life, you're happy with the amount of money that you make, you truly, truly love your life currently as what it is, you don't need to work harder if you don't want to. If you don't want to progress and you don't want to move forward and you don't need to fix your current situation right now, you don't need to. Because at the end of the day, the goal's not success. The goal's not to work hard. The goal's to be happy. So if you're happy on a daily basis and you don't need to change anything, then this episode really doesn't apply to you. You've basically won. You've got it sorted. But at the end of the day, we're all chasing happiness. We're all chasing success. We all want to be moving forward. So the ones who want more from life, the ones who aren't currently the yeah yet, they want more money, bigger career, better life, then you're going to have to work your ass off to get there, because there's no easy way around it. Anything worth having in life is fucking hard to do. And I prefer it that way. I'm glad being successful is hard, because not many other people can do it. So when you pride yourself on your work ethic and you pride yourself on getting more shit done on a daily basis than everyone else, you're going to put yourself so much further ahead of the competition, which is really, really important. So again, if you're currently happy, you're killing life, you love life, you're making good money, you're whatever it is that you're happy with, you don't need to basically apply this information. But if you're not happy in your current situation, you need to work harder. And I'm going to show you exactly how to do that, guys. So for me, if you actually knew what my day-to-day life, I work so hard. From the second I wake up of a morning to the second I go to bed every single day, I am hammering it 24/7. Like, I get shit done fast. I get so many things done on a day-to-day basis. Like, I work fucking hard all day, every day, but it didn't just magically get there. I had to add things in. Everything gets bigger. You used to open another company. You've got multiple businesses. You start to have employees and whatnot. The bigger you get, the busier, the more responsibilities that you have to be. And you just got to keep going. You just got to keep getting it done. So the second I wake up, I do my cardio, I eat my breakfast, then straight in the shower, then it's gym, then it's come home and work till the second I go to bed. That's literally what my day is, all day, every day. I have 30 minutes off per day where I sit down with Adriana and we have we watch some Netflix or whatever after dinner. And then I also have 5 hours off on a Saturday night. Everything else is work 24/7. And I touched on this the other day as well, is I don't do things that aren't worth my time. If something's not work related or it's not going to move me forward, then I don't want to do it. I don't have time for that shit, because my day is constantly filled with things that are going to propel me forward, because that's when I'm at my happiest, when I'm moving forward in the right direction. And like I said, work ethic is very, very hard. It's very, very hard to increase. So for someone who's not happy in their current situation and they want more from life, it's going to be an incredibly hard process. You're going to need to work and 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 build and build and build and build until you're in a position to be able to have your perfect life. So for an example, anyone who's in a 9-to-5 job or a job that's paying them $800 to $1,200 per week, like, you're making enough money to get by, but you don't have that next level of life. For you to go to that next level, you're going to have to keep doing that 9-to-5 job, that $800 to $1,200 per week job, and then you're going to have to build something else of your own on top of that after hours. The only way that you're going to be able to improve and go to that next level, and I've done this multiple times, every time I go to that next level, it's just so much more work than what I anticipated it to be. But for someone just starting out, it's doing that day-to-day job that you don't want to do and then building your what you're actually passionate about, the life that you want after hours. So you're literally doing 12, 13, 14-hour days because you're doing your job, you've got family commitments or whatever, but you've still got to find time on top of that to be able to get shit done. And even with my business coaching students, some of them do FIFO 12-hour days in the mines. Like, I get it, we've all got fucking busy lives, but at the end of the day, that's just how it is. You've got to dig deep and really work fucking hard to be able to create that perfect life. And it goes back to the five pillars that I touched on the other day as well. Though you don't want to be working hard on shit that's not going to move you forward. You need to look at those five key areas, right? What do I need to do to move forward in my finances? What do I need to do to move forward in my career? Do I need to study? Do I need to go get more qualifications? Do I need to change companies where there's more room for growth? You've got to literally map out, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. Everything that you need to do to get to that next level, write it down, create a massive to-do list, and then this is exactly what I do. My entire fucking day is I literally open my notes on my phone and I've got a list of like fucking 60 jobs that need to be done relating to all my companies, all the things that I need to do. I prioritize it in order and my whole life ticking jobs off the list. The more things I tick off that list, the faster I'm going to move forward. So I literally have my whole life mapped out. I know where I'm going in the next 12 months. I know where I'm going in the next 5 years. I know where I'm going in the next 50 years. I know what my end goal is. I want to be a billionaire. I want to be able to give billions of dollars to charity. I want to cure poverty. I want to help animals. Like I want to do everything. But right now I can't even focus on that because I need to focus on doing things on a day-to-day basis that no one else wants to do. All the emails that I do, all the programs that I create, all the cardio that I do, the photos for social media, the videos, the Facebook advertising, managing the employees. Like, it's a very, very hard work and it's very, very time consuming, but that's when I'm at my happiest, when I'm moving forward, when I'm getting jobs done. So instead of dwelling in your current situation, go, fuck, oh, it's too hard, or what's it? Just go, fuck it, I need to work harder. Even for myself today, I don't work anywhere near as hard as some of the most successful people on the planet, but that's what I'm working towards. You can't just go straight to the very top with work ethic. It's a skill that you need to develop. And the perfect example of this is Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. He's probably the number one person on the planet who I don't reckon there's many people on the planet who works harder than he does. Everyone wants his life. Everyone wants to be a movie star. Everyone wants to make fucking $50 million for a 12-week film that it takes to film the actual thing. He's got multiple different businesses. But if you break it down and actually look at what his life is like on a daily basis, you wouldn't be able to do it. It'd be physically impossible. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, does his cardio, comes back to his room, eats some food, goes, does his weights. He's on set at 7 a.m., on set all the way through, and filming's fucking hard, it really, really takes it out of you, all the way through to 7 p.m. And then he works on his businesses after hours, after he films all day, and he does that day after day after day. He goes from one movie set to the next. He's doing 4 or 5 movies a year. Like, that work ethic is fucking mind-blowing. There is no downtime. There is so many different things going on. So yes, everyone sees the success and the great fucking fancy life that he has, but his quality of life and what he does on a daily basis to be able to have that kind of life is fucking mind-blowing. Another one that I really look up to is Elon Musk. He works fucking hard, guys. Like, can you just break his life down to a day-to-day basis? He had to study textbook after textbook after textbook. He had to go to Russia to get his rocket ships and learn how to build a rocket and send it into outer space. Like, if you only understood the fucking work ethic that it takes to have that kind of knowledge, implement it, all the risks that he's taken, put all his money into it, like, that is a massive, massive, massive achievement and would require more work than you can possibly imagine. And they're the people that I compare myself to. Yes, I'm smashing it on a day-to-day basis. I work harder right now than I've ever worked in my entire life. Am I at the top yet? No way. I still got to go. I've still got to learn. I've got to keep trying to add more into my day, keep refining everything so I'm maximizing productivity. And that's exactly what you guys need to do as well. You need to start prioritizing. Like I said the other day, I can't read books anymore because that means I'm not getting jobs done. It's not a priority for me to do that. If you're fixing shit around the house, you've got to go to Bunnings to buy a new tap, or you've got to mow the lawn. So they're things that are very, very low paying skills. You should be delegating those things and spending all of your time working on shit that's actually going to increase your income, increase the quality of your life, improve your relationships, improve your day-to-day life, just those five key areas for you, that's where you need to be spending all of your time. And when you keep pumping more into your day to progress in those five key areas, that's when you guys are going to be proper, incredibly successful. So the way that I look at it for me, and I'll just touch on this and then I'll probably finish up, guys. The way that I look at it for me, and I base my entire fucking existence around this, is pain is pleasure. Like, I'm sure you've all heard that quote before, but for me, pain is pleasure. The more pain that I put myself through in terms of work ethic on a daily basis, the more pleasurable and enjoyable my life is going to become. In the gym, pain is pleasure. You're fucking destroying your muscles. You're in physical pain. You're breaking them down, but that's the pain that you have to go through to have the physique that you want. In business, it's hour after hour. Hour after hour after setback, all your money just pumping into the business. You're sacrificing. That's painful to be able to do that. You're working so hard to build a business and you're not yet getting anything in return. You've got to go through that pain to be able to have the $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 per year business, which we all can do, but it's just understanding that it's not going to be easy, understanding what you need to know exactly what you need to do to get to your, where you want to be. You need to have it all listed down, and every second of your day, every second of downtime, just tick the job off the list. Pride yourself on your work ethic. I promise you, for you to go from where you are right now to you to go to your perfect life, if you significantly just focused work ethic, I got to work harder, I need to do more, and you keep building on that and you keep getting shit done, you're going to get done what most people would get done in 2 years. You'll get it done in 6 months because you're working three times as hard. You're getting so much more done, and that's exactly what I do. The reason I'm able to get to where I am today at such a young age is because I work fucking hard. I do 10 different things at once. When most people would be working on one thing, I'm working on 10, and that's what I pride myself on, just really, really digging deep, making my life very, very painful on a day-to-day basis, but in turn, that gets me the nice car, the nice house. Adriana doesn't have to work anymore. She's going to be doing her own skincare range. Like, it's allowed us to live a very, very enjoyable life because we go through so much pain on a daily basis. And when you understand and you learn to love the pain and you learn to love the work because you know the benefit that it's going to have in your life down the track, that's when life gets really fucking good, because I don't even complain about it anymore. When problems come up or I'm busy, I got that much shit that I need to do this week, it's ridiculous. But I don't get overwhelmed. I don't get stressed about it anymore. I go, all right, this is what I need to do. I fucking smash it. I create my list and I just go work. And that's what I want you guys to do as well. So if you want to improve the quality of your life, work ethic is the number one thing that you need to start improving. And the first step is being aware that you need to work harder, writing a list of everything that you need to do to get to where you want to be, and just constantly tick jobs off that list every single day, and you're going to propel yourself forward faster than you can possibly imagine. So I hope that helped, guys. Have a fantastic day. Again, thank you for taking the time to listen, and I look forward to hearing some feedback from you guys soon. Cheers. Thank you.